Joe Manchin calls on Twitter to suspend Trump in the interest of our national security and public safety. By Hannah Blow on January 8, 2021. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, asked Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on Friday to suspend President Trump's account in the interest of our national security and public safety. The next 12 days are critical for the preservation of our democracy. At Jack, once again I urge you to suspend the @RealDonaldTrump at Twitter account in the interest of our national security and public safety, he said Friday, also tagging Twitter support. Twitter suspended President Trump's account for 12 hours this week following his remarks about the Capitol riots, which delayed the joint session of Congress and certification of votes. As Breitbart News reported, a Twitter spokesperson confirmed to Breitbart News that some of the president's tweets were deleted and the 12-hour account lock began following the deletion. A Twitter spokesperson stated, "As we shared yesterday, we're continuing to evaluate the situation in real time, including examining activity on the ground and statements made off Twitter. We will keep the public informed, including if further escalation in our enforcement approach is necessary." Twitter has now restored the account. President Trump posted a video addressing the protesters, which appeared to trigger the suspension. "I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now," he said in the video after repeatedly calling for peace throughout the day. "We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people and law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this, where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated who are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home, and go home in peace." Former First Lady Michelle Obama is among the latest to call on big tech to ban Trump from their platforms, urging them to stop enabling this monstrous behavior. Trump used the platform on Friday to state that the millions of Americans who voted for him in 2020 will have a giant voice long into the future. "They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form," he added.